Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Will you tell the story, Shannon, about what you did in your bathroom? Because this might, this actually, and Reese, this is actually definitely worth a post on this so that people could see what this picture looks like.
Okay, so my toilet was doing that thing where it wouldn't stop running. Do you know what I'm talking about? After you flush, you could, I could hear it again and again and again. And I thought,
you have to like jiggle the handle or figure something out, right?
Usually jiggling the handle is the first thing I do to get it to stop. That wasn't working. So I opened the lid and I know how to reattach that little chainy thing. You know, that sometimes comes undone, and that will usually stop it. Well, both of those fixes were not working. So I was like, how in the heck am I going to get this to stop running? Because doesn't it run up your water bill if your toilet runs like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
it's like a slow leak.
Yeah, so I did not want to have a crazy water bill. So I took a piece of ribbon, and I tied it to this little, like, piece in my toilet. And then I ran the ribbon across my bathroom to my faucet on my sink and tied it there, and it stopped running.
So you had a ribbon running across the length of your bathroom.
And you couldn't use that bathroom. But it stopped the toilet from running, and I was so proud of myself for my creativity.
How long can you live with the ribbon attached to the sink?
So I had it that way for almost 2 days, about 36 hours.
Yeah.
And then the kids told Andrew about it, and so he came over and fixed it.
Oh, that's nice.
Which was really nice. But I really was quite proud of myself.
Oh, Shannon.
What? Did he post it?
That's like a very long ribbon.
Oh, yeah.
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 Was it the, because I want to ask, was it the ball cock?
I don't know what it was. I didn't fix it.
Do you remember the conversation that we had with my sister Pat, where my sister Pat had to run into the bath or the bedroom to turn on the sink?
Yes.
And I do it.
Yeah. You don't want to spend the money on a plumber, which I didn't. And I'm like, maybe this will resolve itself if it just stops running for a couple of days. But yeah. So there it is.
You'll have to work. This actually would be a good one because I thought about that when we were talking to her, but we got so, you know, deep into it and the story went on. It would be kind of fun to hear the story of how do you make certain things work in your house? Like, what's the strangest thing you do? Or in your car. Cars are another big one, too. Like, people that have to have, like, I don't know, like a big... I don't know. I can't think of an example right now.
Just like the Band-Aid fix.
Back in the day, remember when you had antennas on cars?
Yeah.
And the only way that you can get your radio to play on a car was to have an antenna, and you didn't have an antenna. People would take the hangers, the wire hangers from like a dry cleaner, and put it in there as the antenna. Uh-huh. You know, that would be an example of something like that.
It was cheap and it worked.
844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548, or the people that have to use bungee cords to like keep their doors closed or in houses. Like sometimes you like there was a guy that I knew. He lived in a place he was renting in Waterford, and he had bungee cords all over the place. And the reason he had bungee cords all over the place was he couldn't keep the doors closed because the house leaned. It was like a weird thing.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he showed me how it leaned. He put a ball on the ground like a basketball. And it rolled all the way over. So he had cabinetry that was on the high end of the house, and he had to have a bungee cord. Otherwise, the cabinets would open up. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I'm like going, do you ever worry that you're going to wake up in the morning and your house is going to be flipped over?
Seriously.
Like on the opposite side? Mojo in the morning, hello.
Hey, Mojo's talking about, you know, rigging toilets, all this other crap.
Yeah.
With Shannon and the ribbon, I did a wire hanger, and I still have yet to get a new toilet, but I connected the wire hanger to a chain in my toilet, and you just pull the wire hanger. That way you're not sticking your hand in the back of the toilet.
Genius.
You know what? I like it because it's even bigger. The wire hanger is even bigger instead of that little handle that you have to do it.
Exactly. You guys have a good day.
Hold on a second. I'm going to put you on hold so you can talk to Mojo. I'm going to put you on hold to talk to them, okay? All right, hold on a second. Hi, it's Mojo in the Morning. Good morning.
Hi, Mojo. This is Candace.
Hey, Candace, what you calling for?
Okay. I just told them about the wire hanger in the toilet because I heard Shannon and her ribbon.
You're kidding me. Hold on.
Yeah.
Like, you actually have a wire hanger in your toilet?
Yes. I hooked it to the chain in the toilet because it was running, and I don't have the funds for a toilet.
Oh,
at the
my
moment.
God.
I love that, that idea.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a great idea.
And honestly, the kids were like, why are we sticking our hand in the back of the toilet? I was like, this is disgusting. We have to figure something out. So yeah. I did the wire hanger, and you just pull it up, and there you go.
That's awesome. That's great.
I'd share that with you guys.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. All right.
You're such a dick.
I think I am the wire hanger. Madeline.
Good morning.
Hey, what is, what can we call this? What did you,
Well, my senior year of high school, my door on my car was broken because my younger brother would hang on it getting out of the car because he's 6'8". Mm-hmm. And we had to ratchet strap it closed. And couldn't open that door, so we had to climb in and out of that door or out of the passenger door.
Oh, God. That's the worst. I feel bad for people that have that, and in the wintertime, they're trying to get into their car, you know, and they got to climb through. Was that tough in the wintertime or when it was raining?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was more of when it was wintertime, just worried about slipping on the ice. And honestly, people would stare because they're like, what is going on with your car?
Yeah, they think you're stealing it, right? They're like, what is going on? Jill.
Yeah.
Hi,
back in the 70s, back in the 70s when my mom was in high school, my uncle rigged her car so that you had to start it with two light switches and a doorbell.
What? Are you serious?
Yes, and she would be in class and look out the window and one of his friends would be taking the car because they knew how to start it without a key.
Wow.
That's insane.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Hang on the line. We're going to put you on to tell that story to Mojo.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning, Mojo. Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's happening?
So my ex-husband was Tim Taylor all the way. He used to come in and go, honey, the brakes are fixed in the car, but you got to pump them 10 times because there's the air in the line. Or, honey, I fixed the hose to the dishwasher, but when you hook it up to the sink, you're going to have to put a washcloth around it because it's still going to spray water everywhere. Like, he was famous for the honey, it's fixed, but.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Oh, it drove me crazy. Drove me crazy.
Yeah.
So when people would come to visit you, did you ever get just, like, really embarrassed that they, you know, listener said you should call this MacGyvering? That he MacGyvered the house like that?
His name was Jerry, so I used to call it Jerry Rig.
Jerry Rig.
That's right.
Yeah. It was Jerry Rig.
Funny.
You know, put the bowl underneath the dishwasher because it's leaking from the CO. I fixed it, but, it was crazy.
By the way, you sounded like Jerry's Mike's brother or could be his dad, because Mike, you seem like the type of guy that's what you would do.
Yes. 110%. Yeah, I can try to fix things. Like, I can get really, really, really close. But yes, there's always like a butt. Like, remember I fixed a lawnmower like a year ago, and I was like, oh, I watched it on YouTube. I fixed it. I got it. It's got like 800 million. It works, but you have to start it by attaching it to another battery using jumper cables.
But you didn't have to go out and buy a new lawnmower.
Nope.
The only problem with that is that you complain probably about it all the time, having to do that.
No, I don't tell because my wife, according to what I've told my wife, I fixed it. It's good.
all right. It's Mojo in the Morning Show.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.